The West Ada Joint School District and the Middleton School District are trying to pass supplemental levies this year. Tess Goodwin has more on what these levies mean for districts and taxpayers and how voters can cast their ballots early.
Currently, most school districts in Idaho use supplemental levy revenue to cover operating costs like teacher salaries. The West Ada Joint School District is Idaho's largest and is asking voters to approve the renewal of a $28 million two-year levy, which failed in May. It would cost taxpayers about $52 a year per $100,000 of taxable property and account for about 5% of West Ada's overall budget. The Middleton School District is trying for the third time to pass a two-year $3 million levy, which failed in March and in May. The levy amount would increase slightly, but savings from an existing bond issue would result in a net $5 decrease for taxpayers. Early voting for both these elections begins today, August 10th. West Ada voters can cast their ballots in person at the Ada County Elections Office and Meridian City Hall Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. at either location. Early voting for the Middleton School District levy will take place at the Canyon County Elections Office. Tess Goodwin, Boise State Public Radio News.